Overcoming Challenges Through Efficiency, 2022 Tech Outlook by Elizabeth Gooding. The markets that first adopted inkjet, customer communications, and direct mail were quickly transformed through the ability to streamline operations, combine jobs of many sizes, and eliminate waste. The effectiveness of inkjet is based on the ability to impact the complete manufacturing process for printed products. If the vendors get the right offer, printers will invest, said Sean Smith, print technologist and consultant with Smithers. In books, they have largely won by offering more efficient book manufacturing rather than just book printing. For example, combining workflow to batch titles, printing then finishing automatically to deliver book blocks for binding. Cost comparison of manufactured books rather than printed sections makes economic crossover at higher volumes against litho. When a print product is digitally manufactured, it makes pure print cost comparison less of a barrier. As economic pressures and a growing desire for personalization drive down the size of individual order sizes across markets, the manufacturing efficiencies of inkjet are further amplified. The business model of printing is changing, said Marco Bohr of IT Strategies. It is no longer about better economies of scale. It's about adding value on fewer pieces printed. Bohr also noted that this change is very disruptive because it is not easy to change business models. Labor and supply chain shortages are conspiring to push printing companies toward changing their business models while placing further disruption in their path. Digital and offset print markets are suffering from severe paper shortage as mills convert from production of printing grades to packaging materials. Labor is also in short supply. As the effects of COVID-19 receded and print volumes rebounded, staffing levels did not. Some companies have reported that they are trying to produce 100% of the volume with 60% of the staff as compared to 2019. This has resulted in high levels of overtime as well as higher base wages. Bohr said that the big breakthroughs in inkjet technology today are not on technology, but on the amplification of labor savings on inkjet versus offset. As labor has become difficult to find and expensive, switching from offset to digital has a fast payback. Paper pushes the margins. Paper producers and distributors are rationing supply across their existing customers. Paper prices are rising, in some cases as frequently as one per quarter. European mills, often considered a safety valve for North American markets, are suffering their own supply shortages and are further hampered by the high costs of shipping to U.S. ports and 30 to 90 day backlogs in getting containers through the ports. In January 2022, the biggest container ports in the U.S. had a backlog of 109 ships waiting at sea to unload. In March, the backlog of vessels dropped to 66. But Sea Intelligence projects that the backlog may increase beyond the January numbers in the April to May timeframe, with the potential to top 150 vessels. The catalyst for these backlogs is primarily a shortage of warehouse capacity and overland transportation, with dock labor also in the mix. The impact to the supply chain is massive, with every day at sea adding to the cost, and the competition for scarce warehouse and transportation resources driving prices higher. The current unpredictable nature of paper supply has forced many companies to work with what they can get, often taking different web widths, finishes, or converting their own sheets or web widths to get the work out the door. In an inkjet environment, this may require testing and qualify new papers on the fly. It can take several hours to profile each new paper and tune it to the press, adding expense, not to mention using up some of the precious paper in the process. Not all companies have staff in-house who are qualified to perform this level of color management work, driving further expense for consulting support. The paper shortage is particularly grim for inkjet-formulated papers. As it happens, one of the major areas of investment by inkjet OEMs over the past few years has been expanding substrate compatibility. There has been a continuing improvement in quality on standard offset stocks, delivering brighter colors and heavier coverages with reasonable drying, Smith said. For those who are not using presses that are compatible with offset papers, there is the option to prime or pre-coat their own papers offline. Some companies choose this option in order to add flexibility, control costs by only using pre-treatment based on the quality requirements of the particular job. Rolling with the changes. Despite these constraints, overall inkjet pages continue to grow, with 2021 page volumes exceeding pre-pandemic volumes by over 10%. Application growth is greatest in direct mail, book printing, and commercial print, Bohr said. Printed customer communications, or transaction print, is the only segment in decline. Pages printed on web-fed inkjet presses are projected by IT strategies to reach $570 billion by 2025, with direct mail representing 40% of that volume, followed by books with 37%. Customer communications, which until recently was the highest volume producer of production inkjet pages, will represent only 13% of the volume by 2025, while graphic arts pages are expected to grow to 8% on the back of advances in color quality and substrate compatibility. While annual sales of continuous feed inkjet engines are not expected to reach 2019 levels until around 2027, the installed base is growing by more than 5% per year, and this does not include upgraded or refurbished presses. IT Strategies estimates that up to 100 engines may be sold as refurbished or upgraded units in 2021. HP, for example, has had a strong commitment to providing an upgrade path for their continuous inkjet presses and has been very active in pursuing field upgrades since the page-wide T250HD became available early last year. In many cases, new OEM inkjet releases are not backward compatible, which has created a strong aftermarket for refurbished presses. Installations of sheet-fed inkjet presses, which entered the market much later than web-fed presses, are on a strong growth trajectory despite overall market challenges. According to the IDC, U.S. and worldwide production high-speed inkjet systems forecast, May 2021, the compound average growth rate for B3 format sheet-fed inkjet presses is projected at 15.5% between 2020 and 2025, followed by a combined CAGR of 12.5% for B2 and B1 sheet format inkjet presses. This compares to a projected 7.3% CAGR for web-fed presses during that time frame. A couple of points to put those statistics in context. First, sheet-fed presses are starting from a much lower number than web-fed sales. So despite higher growth rates, the installed base of sheet-fed presses will likely remain less than half that of web-fed presses through 2025. Annual sheet-fed engine sales may be close in on 75% of web-fed engine sales by 2025. Second, since most web-fed presses are dramatically more productive than sheet-fed presses, the majority of page volume will continue to come from web presses for the foreseeable future. It's also interesting to note that the earliest sheet-fed inkjet presses on the market were B2 format, first from Fujifilm and then from Konica Minolta and Komori. As of 2019, the breakdown of sheet-fed installations was roughly 60% B3 and 40% B2 and larger. By 2025, it's expected that B3 will represent 70% of installations, despite expectations of additional B2 presses reaching the market. In general, B3 presses are less expensive and therefore more attainable to a broader audience. When looking at the pace of inkjet R&D, consider that many printer OEMs also have a significant office division. Examples: Canon, HP, Ricoh, and Xerox. The work-from-home impact of the pandemic decimated office inkjet revenues. While these are typically separate divisions, the overall corporate revenue picture has a trickle-down effect on divisional R&D and marketing budgets. This, along with a dearth of shows available for launching new products, may have dampened the enthusiasm for launching new presses in the past year. So far, the only actual launched and available presses in the past year have been the Canon ColorStream 8000 in May of 2021 and the Super Web Digital Webjet 2100p printing system announced in January 2022. Both of these presses target convergent aspects of the transaction printing and direct mail segments, as well as portions of the publishing and commercial print markets that don't require offset coated papers. Canon ColorStream 8000. The ColorStream family of inkjet presses is one of the most successful press lines on the market, with more than 1,500 worldwide installations prior to the launch of the 8000 series. The new generation has built on this success with more speed, more channels, higher resolution, and a wider range of compatible substrates. There are two models available, and key features include speed of 133 meters, 160 per minute for the 8133 model, and 160 meters per minute for the 8160 model, with a 22-inch per 560-millimeter web width and 21.25 inches per 540-millimeter maximum print width. Kyocera 64 kilohertz drop-on demand piezo heads delivering 1200 by 720 dpi resolution on the 8133 and 1200 by 600 dpi on the 8160. Six color stations with the fifth and sixth available for MICR security or custom links. Supports uncoated and inkjet formulated paperweights from 40 to 160 GSM. SuperWeb Digital Webjet 2100P Printing System. The Webjet 2100P was actually installed and on the market for nearly a year before the launch announcement. SuperWeb made many upgrades to the Webjet series with the 2100P, including moving from MemJet VersaPass dye to MemJet DuraLink pigment printheads, which have slightly higher resolution with a broader color gamut and longer life. The press is also configured with a scalable ADFOS web and air knife drying units. Key features include speed up to 149 meters, 160 per minute, with a 20.5 inch web width and 17.5 inch maximum print width. MemJet MEMS thermal aqueous drop-on demand piezo heads offer 1600 by 1585 DPI resolution. Supported paperweights listed as 16-pound bond to 7-point, compatibility with uncoated and inkjet formulated grades. Easy configuration with proprietary SuperWeb finishing for an all-in-one platform including slit and merge, perforating, punching, cutting, folding, and or stacking solutions. What's next? While only two new presses made it fully to market, one more is coming soon. Kodak announced the Prosper Ultra 520 in June of 2020 and will be showing the press running at their Innovation in Action open house on June 15th and 16th in Dayton, Ohio, with sales beginning later this year. Also, Ricoh teased the Z75 B2 sheet-fed press in December 2020 and again in May 2021, but we can't confirm that it will come to market in 2022. Meanwhile, a host of finishing and efficiency suppliers are offering solutions to help printing companies handle scarce paper and labor resources more efficiently while increasing the value of printed pages. Smith notes that there are innovative solutions on the market, particularly for roll-fed environments, from ContiWeb, Hunkler, Horizon, Mueller Martini, and TechNow, and others that deliver roll-to-product solutions. Clever print companies can re-engineer print manufacturing with inkjet, digitizing integrated production to move away from the traditional serial print manufacturer with lots of dead time and WIP on the floor, he said. I also think there has been a change in print company outlook, looking at appropriate technology for a particular task with intelligent workflows following rules to manufacture print products efficiently. In the end, inkjet is coming full circle with the notion of re-engineering production at the heart of continued inkjet adoption and success. In addition to looking for continued enhancements to inkjet platforms, such as inline quality control, simplified operator environments, streamlined maintenance processes, and of course print quality, printing companies should be looking closely at opportunities to surround these systems with automated manufacturing hardware and software solutions. This is where opportunities can be found to drive down total cost of ownership, drive up profit, and deliver more value with every printed piece.